local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
The first full day of fall and highs projected in the 90s. More from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. Now Kane's got our traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. Accident-free conditions and light traffic across the Beltway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, it's a good start. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern Thursday night, October 3rd in a key Sunbelt Conference game at Ladd People's Stadium. Kickoffs at 6:30 with a free tailgate and concert in the parking lot beginning at 5. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
It's 608 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. 74 now and on the way. Get more sports from Dalton. Also, Dr. Bill with the full weather discussion at 635. And Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An update on an escaped inmate. As of 4 hours ago, 38-year-old Joseph Lamar Burkett, the man who escaped from his assigned job location in Foley on Monday, was recaptured. According to the State Department of Corrections, Burkett escaped from a job site Monday afternoon. He was serving a 2-year sentence at the Loxley Work Release Center in Baldwin County for possession of a controlled substance. Once again, Joseph Burkett has been recaptured early this morning. No further details have yet to be released, including how much more time he has now earned after successfully escaping from that work release site. And the Department of Corrections is reminding you that if you have a tip for them, you can always call them at 1-800-831-8825. A health alert is in effect regarding some well-known blood pressure medications. The Food and Drug Administration has announced yet another round of recalls, as Torrent Pharmaceuticals Limited is recalling batches of losartan potassium tablets due to, quote, trace amounts of N-methylnitrosobutyric acid, which is a known carcinogen, or also known as a cancer-causing agent. Losartan is used to reduce the risk of stroke in patients with high blood pressure and enlarged hearts, as well as treating kidney disease in patients with type 2 diabetes. Included in the recall are Losartan potassium tablets, USP 50 milligram. Losartan potassium tablets, USP 100 milligram. Losartan potassium tablets, USP 100 milligram. And Losartan potassium hydrochlorothiazide tablets, USP 50 milligram. The FDA is advising patients who are taking the drugs that I've just listed to continue taking their medication until they consult with their physician. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, September 27th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on September 27th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on September 29th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Step up to GMC and get nearly $10,000 total value on a next-generation Gulf Coast Edition 2019 Sierra 1500 4x4 Crew Cab with SLT Premium Plus Package. Tailgate like a pro. GMC, based on MSRP of $58,530. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $34,58, plus $5,500 purchase allowance and $1,000 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 9/30/19. See participating dealer for details.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A hit-and-run suspect is now in custody. 47-year-old William Bowles is in the Okaloosa County Jail this morning. He'll remain in jail until his bond hearing. Bowles is charged with failure to stay at the scene of a crash involving death. Deputies have been looking for Bowles since last week when they say he hit 71-year-old Wilbur Heath, who was trying to cross a road in his wheelchair. Heath died at the scene. A teenager has been arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and attempting to run from police. 18-year-old Demetria Sanders was booked into Metro Jail just before 9 o'clock last night. Sanders is a suspect in a police chase that happened yesterday. It ended near Sage Park. The chase started when an officer spotted a stolen SUV near Florida Street and Old Shell Road. A grand jury will hear the case of two people accused of trying to lure two boys from a Mobile County gas station. Tasha Slack and Douglas Jones were both charged with enticing a child. Slack is also charged with sexual abuse. In court yesterday, we learned the man and woman are related. Jones is Slack's stepfather. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
When was the last time you set an alarm clock for Saturday morning? Ah, Saturday. But wait, in 2 days, it'll be Monday again. Your alarm goes off and it's back to the grind. What if every day could feel like a Saturday? Retirement can feel like that, but you should start making plans today. Andrew McNair is your everyday can be Saturday retirement professional. Andrew and his team at Swan Capital can help you make plans to have the income you need to retire and stay retired. Imagine waking up every morning without an alarm. Is it Saturday? It sure feels like Saturday. If that's the kind of retirement you want, call your Everyday Can Be Saturday advisor right now at 251-220-2296. Andrew and the team can help you put together a retirement income plan so you can have that Saturday feeling every day of the week. Call or text PLAN, P-L-A-N, to 251-220-2296 right now. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
The Chicago Bears defense shows off on Monday Night Football. Saquon Barkley and Cam Newton already ruled out for Week 4, and the Kansas Jayhawks are officially in trouble with the NCAA. It's a quarter after 6 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL, on Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears defense put on a show in a 31-15 win over the Washington Redskins. Bears cornerback Ha-Ha Clinton Dix intercepted Redskins quarterback Case Keenum twice and returned the first one to the house against his former team for Chicago's first touchdown of the game.
Keenum intercepted! That is Ha-Ha Clinton Dix a year ago here in D.C. and now into the end zone here in D.C.
Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky had a great night, throwing for 231 yards and three touchdowns. All three of those touchdown passes came in the second quarter, and all three went to wideout Taylor Gabriel. On the other side, Redskins quarterback Casey Keenum had a rough go of it. Keenum lost two fumbles, was intercepted three times, and sacked four times in the loss. No doubt that Redskins fans this morning will call for Keenum to be replaced soon by first-round pick and former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Chicago's win moves their record up to 2-1, while the Redskins are a still winless 0-3. Some injury news from the NFL. New York Giants fans are happy this week after rookie quarterback Daniel Jones led them to a come-from-behind win over Tampa Bay on Sunday. But it wasn't all good news from the win. Yesterday, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Giants running back Saquon Barkley could be out 4 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain, and that 8 weeks is more likely than four. Barkley went down in the second quarter of Sunday's game on an awkward tackle. He entered the day second in the NFL with 227 yards rushing, averaging 7.8 yards per carry. Now the Giants' backfield rests in the hands of Wayne Gallman. He's the only healthy, natural tailback on the active roster. The Carolina Panthers announced Monday that starting quarterback Cam Newton will miss a second straight game because of a foot injury. The Panthers also said they're unsure when Newton will be able to return. Kyle Allen will start at quarterback for the second week in a row when the Panthers head to Houston on Sunday to play the Texans. In college basketball news, the NCAA has charged the University of Kansas with lack of institutional control, and they've charged Jayhawks basketball coach Bill Self with head coach responsibility violations. The NCAA charged the Jayhawks with multiple violations, including allegations related to the school's football program under former coach David Beatty. Under NCAA rules, Kansas officials have 90 days to respond to the charges. ESPN reports that Self and Kansas officials plan to fight the allegations. Those allegations involve men's basketball recruiting violations that surfaced during a federal criminal trial last year. The Jayhawks and their fans had been expecting this after NCAA Executive Vice President Stan Wilcox said earlier this summer that at least six schools would receive notices of allegations, and they are expected to include Level 1 allegations, which are the most serious under NCAA rules. Those could include postseason bans and loss of scholarships, and Self could be suspended as long as one full season, but that is yet to be determined. In baseball last night, the Washington Nationals beat division rival Philadelphia 7-2. Miami beat the New York Mets 8-4. The St. Louis Cardinals got the win over Arizona 9-7. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 7-4 to move into sole possession of the second wild card. And Toronto beat Baltimore 11-10 in 15 innings. Tampa Bay beat Boston. I needed to correct that real quick. 6:18 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Attention Mobile, grand opening, final phase, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. 9 acres subdivided into three estate-sized lots, 3 acres, 300 feet dockable waterfront, 10 minutes from Mobile, starting at only $129.9. paved, curbed roads, and underground utilities. As an added bonus, the owners are closing out the remaining waterfront properties in Phase 1. Deeply discounted prices up to $15,000 off. Again, one day only, Saturday, September 28th. Imagine owning 100 feet of dockable waterfront property from $59.9. Only a few lots remain, so call for an early appointment. Imagine coming home, jumping on your boat, heading out on Mobile Bay. Enjoy fishing, boating, swimming, or just relaxing on the water. Definitely beats working in the backyard. 100 feet dockable waterfront from $59.9. 3-acre estate-sized lots, 300 feet dockable waterfront from $129.9. Call or click 877-BIG-VIEW.com for an early appointment. That's 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-BIG-VIEW, 877-244-8439.
Presented by Orchard Management.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions continue. Light traffic as you travel along Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt 65, and northbound heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. You won't find any delays. The Bayway, the Causeway, a good start this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cashback, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean at Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Kelly's got headlines, and also we'll be checking in with Quinn Hilliard later this morning, plus turning up your voice at 343-0106, happening in Gulf Shores this evening. A forum, not a debate. There's a subtle difference. Okay, a not-so-subtle difference. A forum, not a debate, between Senate hopefuls, and they're coming to town. We'll talk more about that coming up. And in Louisiana news, I guess, or Campbell news, they'll give you a clip of what's to come.
This is the only camel in Iberville Parish, and I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
All right, I know you want to know the yes, I know you want to know the rest of that story, and we'll land the plane on that coming up in just a second. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The search continues this morning for a missing high school student. Bianca Singleton has been missing since September the 19th. Authorities are hoping someone knows something to bring her safely home. Bianca was last seen wearing a Citronelle High School uniform. She's described as 5'3" and has black hair and brown eyes. Our reporting partners at WKRG have posted a picture of Bianca Singleton on their website. Please check that out and call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office if you have any information which could bring her home safely. Their number, 251-574-8633. A new name will now lead the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Governor Kay Ivey tapped veteran prosecutor Lee Gwathney to take over the role. She will replace Lynn Head, who announced her resignation last week at the end of her term. Gwathney has worked for the Alabama Attorney General's office since 2014 as an assistant attorney general, the senior prosecutor for violent crimes, and the senior cold case prosecutor overseeing homicide and sexual assault cases. That's according to the governor's office via a press release. Now, from 2002 to 2014, Gwathney was deputy district attorney for Jefferson County's Birmingham division, where she prosecuted violent crimes. The governor calls her, quote, a proven prosecutor with an expertise and passion for the justice system, who she's proud to call on this impressive leader to serve in the capacity. Gwathney, meantime, says, quote, I am greatly honored to be asked by Governor Kay Ivey to serve as chair of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles, and I will devote my best efforts to ensuring that Alabama laws are followed and the public safety is protected. This announcement is on the heels of Governor Ivey naming former Attorney General Charlie Graddick as a Bureau Director. He started in his new role back on September 1st. Gwathney will preside over the three-person board that decides whether state inmates are released on parole. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. About 10 minutes out from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Looks like 90s here on this first full day of fall. Also going on today, Alabama GOP Senate candidates will be at this forum in Gulf Shores. Starts at 6:30 tonight at Gulf State Park Lodge, event hosted by ARSEA. It's two acronyms, A-R-S-E-A and A-P-E-A-L. It's a group representing current and future Alabama State employee retirees and local municipal retirees. Story more on this from WKRG.com. So confirmed speakers at the forum tonight include Auburn University head football coach Tommy Tuberville, Secretary of State John Merrill, State Representative Arnold Mooney, and businessman Stanley Adair. Congressman Bradley Byrne will participate via video, according to a news release. I know that because he would have to do it that way. He's in Washington. Mm-hmm. Of course, they are in session. He will join us on the midday show Thursday from Washington. Midday show will be in Washington. We'll talk to him there. Also, the big name not appearing, no Roy Moore on this.
Really?
So, Tuberville, Merrill, Mooney, Adair, and Byrne will be in this forum tonight. From Gulf Shores at Gulf State Park at 6:30, but no Roy Moore listed on this. The State Employee Retirement Group is holding a two-day convention in Gulf Shores. It continues tomorrow with an address from Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth and former Congressman Joe Bonner, currently Governor Ivey's Chief of Staff.
Seems like Roy Moore is missing out on a good chance here to get his name out there a little
bit
more.
Where he is. He's at the bottom of the fundraising and the polling. We'll see if he's going to drop out or if he's going to stick with it. And the story we mentioned, this one out of Iberville Parish in Louisiana, this is a story that moves to the top of the stack. I different headlines I was working on. Unlucky strike for a camel. Something like
nice.
That. Working these different ideas here. But we will just let you make up your own mind, as this is audio from KSAT Television over there. Let's go ahead and roll the audio about the camel.
As the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Office says the woman is being charged with criminal trespassing. Managers at the truck stop tell us the whole incident was all caught on camera and that the camel is a gentleman who sees hundreds of visitors every week.
Never in my life. Never.
This is the only camel in Iberville Parish, and I'm sure this is the only camel that ever been bitten by a human on his testicle.
He's the only camel in Iberville Parish. Manager Pamela Bose says each week she sees hundreds of visitors who stop by the Tiger truck stop along I-10 to see him.
He's very, very, very laid back, friendly. He doesn't like someone like right up in his face and stuff, so that's why when we go in pairs, and truthfully, as long as you're sweet to him, he's going to be sweet to you.
But he had a wild encounter with one visitor, according to the Iberville Parish Sheriff's Deputy report. A Florida woman, 68-year-old Gloria Lancaster, was chasing after her hearing-impaired dog when she followed it into the camel's enclosure. The Florida woman crawled past a barbed wire fence to try and get the dog when the camel set on her to protect himself, and she bit him to break free.
The camel wasn't hurt in the incident. I think the female was transported to the hospital.
The woman was later ticketed for trespassing after she was released from the hospital.
Why would you go underneath a barbed wire fence and another fence behind it when 50 feet that way you can go to the restaurant and get help?
I told you. Like a story you've never heard before. We'll give you more of this coming up. Let you comment. Stay close for that. Plus, Dr. Bill joins us in a second. We'll check in with News 5 right now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police have identified a cyclist who was hit this weekend while riding his bike. Ryan Torrens was hit Saturday morning at the intersection of Cervantes and North 19th Street. Police say the person behind the wheel drove off in a light-colored compact Suzuki sedan. It has major windshield damage and is missing a passenger side mirror. Police say Torrens has life-threatening injuries. Deputies with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office are asking for your help to find Bianca Singleton. She's been missing since Thursday. She was wearing a Citronelle High School uniform. She's 5'3" and has black hair and brown eyes. If you know where Bianca Singleton is, call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. Investigators have released the names of the victims from Saturday's fatal crash on I-65 in Baldwin County. Police say Jun Hee Sung, his wife Chun, and their daughter Julie were all wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. Police say 56-year-old Brent King of Fairhope was also killed. Police say he was driving north in the southbound lane on I-65 when he crashed into their vehicle. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
respond. You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Britain's highest court has ruled Prime Minister Boris Johnson's decision to shut down Parliament in the run-up to Brexit is illegal, the announcement from President of UK Supreme Court and Senior Judge Brenda Hale.
It had the effect of frustrating or preventing the ability of Parliament to carry out its constitutional functions without reasonable justification.
House of Commons Speaker John Bercow says Parliament will go back into session tomorrow. Federal authorities have arrested 24-year-old Army Private Jared William Smith. He's accused of discussing a possible bomb attack with an FBI informant and targeting left-leaning activists and a media organization. Correspondent Jessica Schneider has more.
At least one of these plots, an FBI bomb tech who was later consulted, said if the bomb had been properly constructed, it could have detonated.
House Democrats will hold a caucus meeting today as calls for impeaching President Trump are now coming from moderate members in swing districts. Stock futures are higher on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. A win for Google. The European Court of Justice ruled today that Google does not have to apply the right to be forgotten globally. Europe's top court had been looking at two separate cases involving the search engine, whether it must remove sensitive personal data worldwide or just in Europe, as well as whether it must automatically delete search results with sensitive information. This follows an earlier decision on the so-called right to be forgotten, a rule made 5 years ago that grants European citizens the right to ask search engines, such as Google, to remove sensitive information about them, such as past crimes. PricewaterhouseCoopers is preparing to pay about $8 million to settle claims of improper professional conduct and violating auditor independence rules. The Security and Exchange Commission also charged a partner at the Big Four audit firm for causing the firm to violate independence rules. Crude oil, sharply lower, trading at $58.04 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now, 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So today is the first full day of fall, so this is when the cool down comes, right?
That's right. This is the first full day, right.
So this is when we cool off. No?
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
You got the 90 degrees yesterday, but today we should top that around 92, perhaps 93 degrees this afternoon. The good thing, though, the humidity will be on the low side. But still, that's hot for this time of the year because the normal high temperature now is down to 85 degrees. So we're looking at a significant difference there between our forecast today and what is normal. Tonight, we'll see a low of about 72, and then tomorrow should be a repeat of today's weather, very dry, mostly sunny skies, again up around 92 degrees. And the rest of the week, well, Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny, low 90s. And then over the weekend, sunny skies, again, low 90s. I would be surprised if we may even get up around 94 degrees, or perhaps 95 during the afternoon hours. So we've got some hot weather, dry weather, all the way through the weekend.
What about the tropics? What's going on there?
We got three named storms now. First of all, Jerry, which is now over the Atlantic, well east of the Carolinas. It's moving to the northeast, so that's no problem for now. And Karen now has dropped to a depression. Now it's back up to a tropical storm. And Karen is in the eastern Caribbean and is approaching the southern coast of Puerto Rico. Karen is expected to cross Puerto Rico and eventually move into the Atlantic, where conditions will be more favorable for strengthening. And then there's a good chance that Karen may turn to the west and possibly could affect the east coast. That means Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, even possibly getting into the Gulf. But that's something we're going to have to watch. It's a long way off, and it's going to be blocked from going back into the open North Atlantic, and most likely that'll turn it to the west. And then a new storm, Lorenzo, out in the eastern Atlantic, a big tropical storm. And right now, all indications are that this will become a major hurricane, but will stay out in the Atlantic, we hope. In other words, it'll move more to the northwest and then eventually around to the north. So three named storms at the moment.
What's the timeline? You said it's ways out, but the timeline for Karen, if it would be impacting Florida or Georgia or the southeastern U.S., when do you think that happens?
If it is a threat to the East Coast, it'll be over the weekend. It'll move north of Puerto Rico and then turn toward the Bahamas. And we're looking at the weekend. So a lot of things have to happen yet for it to make that turn. But that's a possibility.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
It's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 6:38, we'll check headlines with Kelly coming up and traffic with Kane next.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for my friends at Harry's. It's summertime. It's hot, so get an even closer shave so you can feel that beautiful air conditioning coming out of the vents there at the truck. And Harry's has got a fantastic deal for you. The deal is always $2 a blade for replacement blades, half of what you're paying at the grocery store or the pharmacy. And right now with Harry's, a special offer for you. You'll get the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use my code MOBILE at harrys.com. I've been shaving with Harry's for years, and you can join the over 10 million of us who've tried Harry's with a special offer for listeners to Midday Mobile. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. That means you get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today, use code MOBILE, and check out to claim your offer. And let them know I sent you. Help support the show. Shave with Harry's over at harrys.com. Just make sure you use the code MOBILE to get the deal.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those three qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, accident free conditions continue. Light traffic as you travel along Airport, Dauphin, and Moffitt 65, and northbound heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. You won't find any delays. The Bayway, the Causeway, a good start this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cashback, model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Believe me, we'll dive back into this truck stop camel here later on in the show. More people wondering. Yeah, that's the story. This is a camel at a truck stop there in Louisiana in Iberville Parish. And people come by, get some diesel, get some gasoline, go see the camel. It's like an oddity that you get to see there.
Casper, the
camel. Casper, the camel, who got bitten by a Florida woman. Story probably, I'd say right now, the best of the week.
It should lead every newscast, nationally and locally. I'm surprised I didn't get one of those notifications on my phone when this story came out.
I'm pretty disappointed, too. I mean, while I want to point out three big things, top stories of the day that we populate over at FMTalk1065.com. Story number one, impeachment gains steam as report says President Trump withheld Ukraine aid. The other story here, Alabama GOP Senate candidates forum this evening in Gulf Shores, and three new laws that are in effect for Alabama drivers. Those are the three big things, top stories of the day. Pretty disappointed that the camel that was bitten was not one, two, and three.
You know, that's on me. That is totally on me, and I understand if there's some sort of, you know, punishment coming from not putting that up on the website.
Understand there's three big things, top stories of the day, and then there is the overall, there's the camel story we'll get back into. All right, some headlines not dealing with the camel. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities want you to be on the lookout for an escaped inmate who is believed to be in our immediate area. 49-year-old Kevin Bradley Nelson escaped from the Stanton Correctional Facility in Elmore County, and he is believed to be in the Wilmer Sims area of Mobile County. Nelson escaped from the facility on Monday, August the 19th. He is serving a 24-month sentence for receiving stolen property. Nelson has been seen by several residents in the Wilmer Sims area since his escape, and authorities say he also has several ties to people in the area as well. So the search to find Nelson is a concerted effort as the Alabama Department of Correction Investigation and Intelligence Division, along with the United States Marshals Fugitive Task Force, are all actively searching for him. If you have information which could assist in this investigation, you are encouraged to contact your local authorities. A nationally known sheriff is coming to Alabama. The Associated Press is reporting that Joe Arpaio, the former county sheriff in Arizona, is scheduled to speak this Thursday night at a fundraiser hosted by the Talladega County Republican Club. Arpaio will speak at the Alabama Patriots Dinner. The former sheriff of Maricopa County, Arizona, for 24 years, drew national attention for keeping jail inmates in an open-air jail cell called Tent City and for his tough immigration enforcement policies. Back in 2016, he left that role to run for public office. Then in July of 2017, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton convicted Arpaio of criminal contempt of court, finding that he had violated another federal judge's order to stop holding people solely on suspicion that they were in this country illegally. The order said the sheriff could only detain people accused of a state crime. Arpaio faced up to 6 months in jail, but President Donald Trump pardoned him, saying that Arpaio had been, quote, convicted for doing his job. Arpaio ran for the U.S. Senate in Arizona last year, but lost in the Republican primary. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home.
Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A hit-and-run suspect is now in custody. 47-year-old William Bowles is in the Okaloosa County Jail this morning. He'll remain in jail until his bond hearing. Bowles is charged with failure to stay at the scene of a crash involving death. Deputies have been looking for Bowles since last week when they say he hit 71-year-old Wilbur Heath, who was trying to cross a road in his wheelchair. Heath died at the scene. A teenager has been arrested and charged with receiving stolen property and attempting to run from police. 18-year-old Demetria Sanders was booked into Metro Jail just before 9 o'clock last night. Sanders is a suspect in a police chase that happened yesterday. It ended near Sage Park. The chase started when an officer spotted a stolen SUV near Florida Street and Old Shell Road. A grand jury will hear the case of two people accused of trying to lure two boys from a Mobile County gas station. Tasha Slack and Douglas Jones were both charged with enticing a child. Slack is also charged with sexual abuse. In court yesterday, we learned the man and woman are related. Jones is Slack's stepfather. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The Chicago Bears defense dominates on Monday Night Football. Saquon Barkley and Cam Newton already ruled out for Week 4 in the NFL, and the Kansas Jayhawks are officially in trouble with the NCAA. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL, on Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears defense put on a show in a 31-15 win over the Washington Redskins. Bears cornerback HaHa Clinton Dix intercepted Redskins quarterback Casey Keenum twice and returned the first one to the house against his former team for Chicago's first touchdown of the game.
Keenum intercepted. That is HaHa Clinton Dix a year ago here in D.C. and now into the end zone here in D.C.
Bears quarterback Mitchell Trubisky had a great night, throwing for 231 yards and three touchdowns. All three of those touchdown passes came in the second quarter, and all three went to wideout Taylor Gabriel. On the other side, Redskins quarterback Casey Keenum had a rough go of it. Keenum lost two fumbles, he was intercepted three times, and sacked four times in the loss. No doubt the Redskins fans this morning will call for Keenum to be replaced soon by first-round pick and former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins. Chicago's win moves their record up to 2-1, while the Redskins are still a winless 0-3. Some injury news from the NFL. New York Giants fans are happy this week after rookie quarterback Daniel Jones led them to a come-from-behind win over Tampa Bay on Sunday, but it wasn't all good news. Yesterday, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that Giants running back Saquon Barkley could be out 4 to 8 weeks with a high ankle sprain, and that 8 weeks is more likely than four. Barkley went down in the second quarter of Sunday's game on an awkward tackle. He entered the day second in the NFL with 227 yards rushing, averaging 7.8 yards per carry. Now the Giants' backfield rests in the hands of Wayne Gallman. He's the only healthy natural tailback on the active roster. The Carolina Panthers announced Monday that starting quarterback Cam Newton will miss a second straight game because of a foot injury. The Panthers also said that they're unsure when he'll be able to return. Kyle Allen will start at quarterback for the second week in a row when the Panthers head to Houston on Sunday to play the Texans. Newton injured his foot during the preseason, and it appeared to affect his play the first 2 weeks of the season. He completed just 56% of his passes with zero touchdowns and one interception as the Panthers fell to 0-2. this weekend while Newton remained in Carolina to rehab that foot injury. Allen passed for 261 yards and four touchdowns with no interceptions in the Panthers' win over Arizona. In college basketball news, the NCAA has charged the University of Kansas with lack of institutional control and Jayhawks basketball coach Bill Self with head coach responsibility violations. The NCAA charged the Jayhawks with multiple violations, including allegations related to the school's football program under former coach David Beattie. Under NCAA rules, Kansas officials have 90 days to respond to the charges. ESPN reports that Self and Kansas officials plan to fight the allegations. Those allegations involve men's basketball recruiting violations that surfaced during a federal criminal trial last year. The Jayhawks and their fans had been expecting this after NCAA Executive Vice President Stan Wilcox said earlier this summer that at least six schools would receive notices of allegations, which are expected to include Level 1 allegations, the most serious under NCAA rules. Level 1 allegations could include postseason bans and loss of scholarships, and Self could be suspended as long as one full season, but that is yet to be determined. In baseball last night, the Washington Nationals beat divisional rival Philadelphia 7-2. Miami beat the New York Mets 8-4. The St. Louis Cardinals got the win over Arizona 9-7. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 7-4 to move into sole possession of the second wild card, and Toronto beat Baltimore 11-10 in 15 innings. It's 6:51. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour at Butch Cassidy's Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a hot day with temperatures in the lower 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot again with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Houston and Old Government, got an accident without injuries. Halls Mill Road and Barner Drive also got another one that's going to be clearing up. As you've got a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, watch for the state troopers. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle. It's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Remember, podcast of the 45 hours a week of live local programming waiting for you over at fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast. Easier yet to subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher, or you go to TuneIn Radio or Spotify. Our podcasts are waiting for you right there. Kelly's got her headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A man tasked with working for Calhoun County indicted on a felony charge of using his position for personal gain. 49-year-old Calhoun County Coroner Pat Brown was booked into the Etowah County Jail at 1:03 p.m. on Monday, and he was released approximately 5 minutes later after posting his $5,000 bond. According to court records, an Etowah County grand jury issued the indictment on September 6. According to that indictment, the wrongdoing is alleged to have happened at Gaston State Community College, where he has served as the EMS program director. The indictment reads that during his employment at Gaston State, Brown, quote, did intentionally use or cause to be used equipment, time, material, human labor, or other public property under his discretion or control for the private benefit or business benefit of the public official or public employee or any person which would materially affect his financial interest. No further details were provided, and at this hour, it's unclear if he still serves in that capacity at GSCC. Brown was first elected coroner in 2006 and took office in 2007. A workplace shooting has claimed the life of a 39-year-old man. 33-year-old Walter Edward Jesuits was initially arrested 2 days after the shooting death back in last February, but on Friday, a Jefferson County grand jury indicted him on charges of capital murder and attempted murder. The 33-year-old Odenville man had been indicted for the shooting death of his co-worker, 39-year-old Arnulfo Ortega. A second person, a relative of Ortega, did manage to escape without serious injury. The shooting happened inside of a business on Service Road. Jefferson County Sheriff's officials say the victim was going to purchase a car from Jesuits, but the suspect showed up and started shooting. Ortega was discovered deceased by authorities. Jesuits remains held in the Jefferson County Jail without bond. A trial date has not yet been set. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5 on the way. If you're thinking about flying for the Thanksgiving holiday, just in time to hear AAA say, this will be the busiest Thanksgiving ever. It's right now is the time you need to book your flight to get the best deals. More details on that. And yes, we will revisit the Louisiana Campbell story. That and a whole lot of real news, traffic and weather on the way.